You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Some rather extremist Christians are going to see this thing and say, Seth Rogen is the Antichrist, and I don't know about that. But this is definitely the anti-VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah.
In multiple levels.
I mean, to me, it was what I think VeggieTales always should be.
You know? And for informational?
Yeah.
Educational?
Well, people who, you know, maybe move on from Catholicism or Christianity or any type of belief.
You focus on that one, like, cool thing. There's, like, be fruitful and multiply part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently smoke as much as you can.
Yeah.
All kinds of substances.
Well, it is a Seth Rogen film.
True.
So,
true.
Like, the fact there's lots of drugs use in this movie is, it would have been weird if there wasn't.
Although I will say, I thought this movie was half-baked.
See, we've gotten enough puns from the film.
Yeah, there's so many food puns. I mean, if Chris Cox is tired of all the puns, I mean, you know that you went overboard.
Look, I'll say, yeah. Like, I mean, first off, this thing is like almost every other line is a pun or image is a pun, and not usually good ones either.
No.
And ultimately, this thing is a message intended for people who really like crude, really stupid humor, to maybe rethink their whole thing about being a racist asshole and like a maybe
religious
zealotry is not such a great idea. Maybe you should open your mind a little bit. And still, with all of that, I didn't like this movie.
I mean,
you're right. Doesn't that sound like a movie that would be made for me?
I mean, the biggest flaw that this movie has is that it's just not very funny. Like, they could have had all that stuff in there. That would have been fine. They could have had the puns, and they could have had that whole thing. It's like, maybe, you know, shouldn't take this religious so serious. Maybe we should respect each other. That's a great message. I understand that. But it's like, you didn't make me laugh, so fuck you and your nice message. I don't care.
Yeah, and we are, of course, talking about Sausage Party. I'm Chris. Yeah.
JC.
Jonathan.
Herman.
You're still uncomfortable with the Herman part.
Yeah. No, we were going out of weird order, so then I was thinking, I'm going to say Chris, but then that'd be weird again.
Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah, there was a moment I was waiting for you to do it. I was like, you look at you, like, don't do it.
That was good this time. I remember that's it.
There's only room for one Chris on this podcast.
I know.
Yeah, this is the latest Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg vehicle, even though they didn't direct it, this one. They got Greg Tiernan and Conrad Vernon to do this one, who have both worked before in animated stuff. In fact, worked on Thomas and Friends, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, very different stretching.
Yeah,
good for you.
Well, I mean, to be fair, that did have George Carlin on it.
Oh, yeah, okay. But he wasn't, you know, being George Carlin.
He's like saying, now here's the 7 dirty additives to oil for your train.
Yeah.
No, it's the usual crowd here. I mean, Seth Rogen, Kristen Wiig, Jonah Hill, Bill Hader, Michael Cera, James Franco, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, Paul Rudd, Nick Kroll, David Krumholtz, Ed Norton, and Salma Hayek. I mean, like,
Ed Norton and Salma Hayek aren't exactly the usual kind of.
That's true. They're the new ones.
Don't even recognize Ed Norton. When I saw his names in the crowd, I'm like, he was that character?
Yeah.
And when they did the thing they did at the end, I thought they were joking, and I was like, oh no, he really is the voice.
Yeah. I was like, that can't be right. Right? Yeah. He's playing a very, very Jewy is the only way to say it because of the way the movie does it.
And knowing what we know about, like, his process and how he's kind of a prick on set, like, how did they get him to do this movie?
Maybe he's like I said, maybe he's a hardcore atheist and loved the idea of people watching this thing. Because this has an agenda.
Yeah.
Once again.
Plus, he's in a, like, recording booth for all of that, so he doesn't have to deal with anybody
paycheck.
Else. Yeah, exactly.
Seth Rogen plays the lead character, Frank, who is a hot dog. They keep calling him a sausage. I'm like, he's a hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's an American sausage.
But I don't care. It's a hot dog.
Okay. Fair enough.
He's a hot dog and a sausage.
He's all
sausage
beef.
Good hot dog is like question. It's the
pig anus.
It's bologna in a phallic form.
Yeah, sure.
A hot dog is barely beef.
I mean, there are all beef hot dogs. Even the grocery. I mean, that's they advertise them as
asshole
such
hot dogs.
Yeah, well, that's beef. It's not, you know,
which
pig
would
anuses
be appropriate for Seth Rogen in this role.
Yeah,
he's a beefy asshole.
He's at home.
No, he's in love.
He's a husky asshole.
He's in love with Kristen Wiig, who plays Brenda, a hot dog bun, who sit on the shelf right next to each other.
Got some nice.
They're
buns.
Like they're all in every one of the grocery market where they live, or like, you know, they sing this song every morning. about worshiping the gods who are people, and they assume that when they get picked, you know, which the song celebrates, they go out the door with them on to
the great beyond
yeah. where they will be, you know, live in happiness forevermore. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know going into this, that's not exactly true, and if food was indeed sentient, they've got one hell of a nasty surprise coming to them when they get there.
Sure. Yeah. And you saw that in the trailer, pretty much.
Yeah. most of this takes place in the actual grocery store as both Frank and Brenda get left behind, and they're like, we gotta go save our friends, or, and Frank's like, we gotta find out what's going on, because I met this dude who told me that none of this is real, and the great beyond is a lie.
Yeah. right away, that's kind of one of the missteps, like, from what you see in the trailer, and even in the opening, like, it seems like Jonah Hill's character is kind of one of the ones that's gonna be more interesting, and his character isn't in the movie as much. Like, basically, most of what you see in the trailer of that woman preparing the lunch and, like, all the food starting to freak out.
Slaughtering the food.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much all that scene is, and that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that's true. I wanted to see food get tortured more.
Yeah, because we spent the most time with, I guess, some of the least interesting or just kind of unoriginal characters.
Well, most racist characters.
Yeah. as the stuff going on in the supermarket, it is literally a road trip from racial stereotype scenario to racial stereotype scenario.
Yeah. You have the Muslim who's like a falafel or whatever it is.
I'm not sure what he was supposed to be.
That was the joke in the movie. We don't know really what you are.
He's some sort of folded tortilla thing. Yeah. I'm not sure what he
is. But the bagel, I mean, he's the juice. Makes sense.
They make him very Woody Allen-y.
Yeah. Oh my God, did they?
Yeah.
You can only guess what the taco is.
Yeah, Salma Hayek is a taco, and in fact a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she loves those buns, man. I have to say, okay, here's the thing. A week after this movie's been in theaters, there's going to be an influx of food porn with all these characters on deviant art. Oh, it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to eclipse what Zootopia did.
But that's the thing.
First off, if you freaked out when you saw Nick Wilde and Judy Hopps doing all sorts of horrible things.
Yeah.
Wait until you see Frank the Hot Dog and Brenda the bun. It's going to be graphic.
Oh, yeah. No, this film doesn't, like, it starts off when you eventually get to the scene, which is teased at the whole time, I can't wait to get inside you. It's where we're meant to be together. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, that's going to happen at some point. I'd be like, ha, ha, ha. And then it's like, no. You thought it was going to be nice and romantic. No, it's going to be the world's biggest supermarket orgy of every weird perversion you've ever heard of. And
I mean, it's a nightmare. But the thing is, I'm almost kind of disappointed because, okay, so the screen that we went to, we got these coloring books, which you can give to your children.
No,
and they feature all the food basically fucking each other.
Yeah, it's the nastiest sequences.
All the pictures in the coloring book are the things that happened in that last 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted to be shocked more. I'm like, oh yeah, I saw it in the coloring book like an hour ago.
Well, I think that's the inherent problem here is that there's nothing that's really shocking because all the stuff that's designed to be shocking is so tired and overly familiar and like stuff like that. The sex sequences are like led up to for so long that by the time it happens, you're just kind of yawning a bit. Like, okay.
It goes on for too long.
The only real surprise at all at this movie was kind of a little epilogue where they kind of break the fourth wall in a way that was kind of cute, I thought.
Yeah. They come close to venturing into some really smart areas in, like, bringing light to some real issues when the falafel or whatever it is keeps arguing with the Jew, with the bagel.
You can say it's fine. It's what they
keeps arguing with the bagel.
I mean, they do say the bagel's Jewish in the film, so it's
And Seth Rogen just kind of turns around. He's like, can't you guys just get along? You live in kind of a big aisle. And they're like, no, that's fucking stupid.
What are you, an idiot?
But they bond over hummus, and I can understand that because hummus is delicious.
Hummus is delicious.
You can put it on anything, really. It's like, hey, this is pretty good.
I actually don't like hummus.
What?
Yeah, it's
racist.
It's all right.
It's liquid cardboard.
Infidel.
You probably don't like quinoa either.
No.
But I think that's the biggest problem with this whole movie is everything it does is just so surface level.
Yeah.
Which is fine for like comedy if all you're going to do is surface level things. But like Chris mentioned, it's not very funny either.
Yeah.
So it's like right in the middle where it's just like, eh.
And it's just kind of like old hat in general. It's like comedians are all atheists and they make fun of people that are religious. Like that's so old hat. Like,
I mean, I don't want to oversimplify that part of it because I did actually kind of admire, I feel like, what they're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this film is made for a lowest common denominator audience.
Yeah.
This is made for people who do find this kind of really doofy, fratty, even kind of racist humor funny. And if it's won them over by the time it gets to the end, then maybe they're actually listening a bit to what ends up being a compassionate atheist perspective, not a, Jesus right. Christ, y'all are all so stupid.
Yeah.
It tries that angle and then goes, yeah, that doesn't work on anyone who would like it. Yeah. Hey, I don't understand why you're not listening to me. There's no God and you're a moron.
Yeah.
It doesn't really tend to win over a lot of new converts.
No.
Their idea is sort of like, maybe we could all agree that, like, things are more complicated than you're saying that they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In this case, the gods are all trying to kill us. And they're kind of... gods are kind of assholes, I think, yeah. In the end. I think, you know, the Greeks, they realize that, too. Maybe we should...
I'm not sure there's been a gods a text about gods written where you can't decipher from it. It's like, wow, you're a really selfish jerk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Buddha, he's pretty good.
I mean, like, the Romans, the Greeks, the Egyptians, yeah. They were all pricks, those yeah, gods. True. They were the worst. Totally self-involved. And then, you know, you go to the Old Testament, you're like, come on.
He was the mean guy. He quieted down when he had his son, though. Yeah. He's like, all right.
He settled down.
Okay.
He's like, Christ, I guess I'm just going to kick back, put my hand in my pants like Ed Bundy and see what's on the tube.
Mm-hmm. What happened to my son? Holy fucking shit, they nailed him to a tree. Well, it didn't turn out.
So I told him he was hanging out with a bad element. Yeah. Yeah. Growing his hair long,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hanging out with all those black people. yeah, anyway, so we got a little bit off topic.
That tends to happen.
It was as douchey as Nick Kroll as the douche in this, yeah. which is like largely the villain character.
Yeah.
Which was like could have been a cute idea if they had not. If it didn't go too far at the end, there's a point I'm just like,
oh.
Guys, I can take crude humor when it's funny, but this is just making me nod.
I mean, you knew that was going to happen to some human character.
Yeah, well, and that was an idea that started out clever at first, because, like, he's kind of drawn in a weird way. I was like, it looks kind of like a toilet scrubber.
That's what I thought he was.
Yeah, and then he's acting the way he is, and then he's like, what, I'm a douche, and it's like, oh. Well, that is funny. But then that's about as far as that
goes. And they repeat that over and over again. It's like, okay.
It was a pun that became in and of itself the dominant like villain of the film. And you're like, we get it. You're a douche. Yes, move on.
Which is a good metaphor because puns are kind of the villain of this whole...
Puns are the villain, ultimate villain of this thing. I'm willing to own that. I'm still not willing to say I won't tell any more puns. But
this will probably dampen that.
I'll tell you one thing. I don't feel hungry in the slightest. That's for sure.
Oh, I was munching on pizza the whole time. Like, I'm fine with this. I don't care.
I was like, I kind of hope this is true because this pizza's fucking delicious.
Yeah, same. I'm in the food porn.
The idea of your pizza's just screaming and just ripping its legs off into your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, probably for me, the best part of this movie is the last third. When you kind of, I mean, they show us in the trailers, but when the food revolts against the humans, and it's like some really horrible, like nightmarish stuff. It's like, if this ever would happen, it's like, oh my God.
When this film's at its best, and this sounds weird to say, but it's true, it's at its funniest when it's super violent.
Yeah.
Like,
it gets there.
I mean, there's a sequence early on that's supposed to be like, you know, post like World War One shock with like mustard gas or whatever, in this case flour. There's like a can of soup that's innards are spilling out. It's like trying to shove its soup back into itself. And
yeah, I mean, even the trailer,
the Oreo that's holding its other half out and walking around confused. I was like, that's funny. That's referencing directly, you know,
Saving Private Ryan
movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like you said, towards the end where it's just totally gets kind of batshit bath salts insane.
Yeah.
It has got some genuinely funny parts in it, but you have to sit through an awful lot of just redneck humor.
Yeah, about our 10 minutes of that, and the last 20 minutes you're like entertained.
Yeah, and I'll go on to my final thoughts. Yeah, I think at best I like to hope that this is a very cynical attempt to talk to exactly those people, just the worst of the worst, the people voting for Trump. And through the spoonful of sugar of the type of humor that they like, maybe get them to open their minds the tiniest bit to a new idea, that maybe that was their whole plan all along. I'll give them some degree of credit because I'm going to assume that at least that had to be part of it. But I think they still thought it was actually funny, and it's not at all, except in tiny little bits. I did like the dig at Pixar, but Did you see the catch that?
Dicks no. Are?
Yeah, there's somebody has a bumper that. Sticker on their car says Dicks Are is spelled in the same font.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you Dicks. Like Dicks.
Dicks.
You wish this animation was as good as Pixar.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, yeah, the animation is not good.
It's circa 2002 DreamWorks.
Yeah, it totally is.
It's like even Illumination Entertainment, who make the god-awful, you know, what was it, Life with Pets and Minions and all that garbage. That looks better compared
Minions
to
Minions is not garbage, sir.
Well, certainly is.
I kind of like the Minions films myself.
God, that's so annoying. They're so made to sell toys. That's all they're there for. Little yellow shits.
So was almost everything since the 80s.
Yeah, so. Transformers. I'm not, movies.
I mean, 80s cartoons
Star
are all garbage.
Wars.
Star Wars, but Star Wars started.
He-Man.
You know, it was before.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I know, I agree. No, the 80s, all those 80s cartoons are terrible. You know, but like.
Beast Wars.
Yeah,
we just keep going. He knew he'd find one eventually.
That's the only Transformers I
like. Beast Wars.
Because Optimus Prime turns into a giant gorilla.
I bought all those toys.
Yeah. I don't know. I just watched
it. Anyway, yeah. No, I mean, this is just a real big wreck, and it's for... I mean, I guess if you find this funny, hey, more power to you, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, humor is the most subjective thing there is, but it was not for me. I give it... 2.5 out of 10 really badly smushed food products on the aisle on aisle 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. JC?
This was definitely overhyped for me. All I kind of kept hearing about was how smart of a movie it is and how just like absurdly funny it is. And I mean, it's definitely absurd. It's not as funny as I thought it would have been, especially with all the people involved. And from the trailers and everything, the whole religion angle, which is, it tackles, you know, like bigotry and racism and things like that, but it mostly tackles like the issue of religion, and that never really came across in the trailers. And if you're looking for a smart comedy that does that, I feel like just a few years ago, one did it a lot better, and it was The Invention of Lying.
Like, I really like that one.
Yeah, like, yeah. Nobody thought that that's the angle it was going to end up going for, and it did in a really smart way, and it didn't kind of patronize to the lowest common denominator. And that's, when you compare those two movies that are in essence trying to accomplish the same thing, like, that does it way better than this one does. So, yeah, I mean, this is kind of a disappointment. It's not a comedy I can really see myself revisiting, which is kind of my big benchmark for what I think about comedies. I would probably give it 4 out of 10 used condoms.
I was going to say that, like, The Invention of Lying. Who in the fuck watches a Ricky Gervais comedy that isn't already sold on Ricky Gervais's basic philosophical set? So it's kind of like, you're just preaching to the choir. It's kind of masturbation in itself.
Yeah.
It was smart and clever, and I already agree with everything that you said.
Yeah.
Chris Harmon?
Well, speaking of masturbation, I mean, I imagine many of the people, I'm convinced at least one person in the audience was turned on by what was happening. Like, all this was people will be masturbating to this on DeviantArt. I am sure of that.
No, actually, could you not hear a lady, like, in the back, sort of, like, she was talking throughout the introduction in the beginning, and yeah, I could hear her talking a little bit throughout the movie, but especially in that last scene, she was definitely into it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we even, before the movie started, there was, like, a performance of some of the audience members where they were basically showing how they have sex with food.
Yeah.
Which was like, okay, thanks for showing that. Appreciate it. Let's get the movie. And we thought that was going to be the low point, but it most certainly was not. Yeah, for me, it was just boring. You don't have to, like, for a comedy, you don't have to have a particularly compelling message. That doesn't, you know, it's like fine, as long as you make me laugh. And this movie failed to do that. Most of the voice cast I thought was, I don't know, pretty disappointing. The only person I really actually liked was Michael Cera, who I think is turning into, like, a really good voice actor.
Oh, okay.
And I'm excited to see him as Robin in the Lego Batman movie.
Yeah.
So, but...
From much more talented animators.
Yes. yes, certainly is.
And scriptwriters.
Yeah, I mean, other than for, like, that last 20 minutes, which is certainly entertaining, and maybe someday I'll go back and watch it on YouTube, but I really wouldn't encourage anyone to see this in the theater. It's so disappointing, especially after the trailer. And honestly, I'm just kind of disappointed from this year when it comes to comedies. Like, Deadpool to me is definitely the funniest movie I've seen this year, but nothing has managed to beat that or even be as good as that. So yeah, for right now, I'd probably give this 3 out of 10 mutilated sausages.
And coming up at the end here, not the, which of course will be the final word, the rant we've all been waiting for, oh, right, to put yeah. this all into perspective, is John.
Well, as someone who spent 6 years in a grocery store,
I know what food can do.
Oh, I know the God. Nightmare.
How many products have you put into one of your orifices and yes. then put back on the
well,
shelf?
Well, I tell you, there are some interesting things you can do with sour cream. But that's for a different show.
Okay.
I think disappointment really is the key word with this. There's a lot of hype, and I was actually really excited to see this movie, especially after some talk out of South By. But I honestly had more fun watching the shirtless dude like air hump a bagel before the movie.
Yeah.
I and laughed
that was
more.
Disturbing.
I know, but I laughed more at that. I was shocked more by that.
I mean,
that.
He was. I mean, yeah, he looked like a Holocaust.
Yeah.
I just didn't think he was going to get that into it. Dude. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, he doesn't eat food because he just has sex with it. But go on, John.
He's a breatharian.
Yeah.
but I think that exemplifies it. Yes. Is I had more fun before the movie started, and that was with the free beer supplied by the Draft House.
Butter us up.
Yeah, trying to make us laugh more. But yeah, it's just a surface level movie, and I think it's also disappointing that I feel like the lowest common denominator will have a lot of fun with this movie, and I think I'm going to be agitated by hearing people around me just going, "Hey, have you seen Sausage Party? It was really funny," and I'm just going to have to grin and go, "Mm-hmm." Yeah, that was a good time.
You're like, not worth the argument. Not worth the argument.
So I give it 4 out of 10 stale hot dog buns. I didn't even want to give it enough. I wasn't even going to think about it because this movie didn't really think about it too much either.
Here's the thing. I mean, after a while, did you guys start to think that Brenda was kind of attractive? I mean, they were showing her ass like so many times. And I was like...
I can't
because I needed to like focus on something like... I kind of see what Selma Hayek sees in Brenda. I was like, okay.
Okay, so next film I'm going to have you watch on your own is 9.5 Weeks, clearly. Cause that's who JC gets it.
What's that?
There's a lot of food porn in it.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. People who like this movie should definitely check that out.
Yeah. Yes, except for the 14-year-old kids who are in the audience.
Oh, God.
They got to learn sometime.
Mm-hmm.